to Moscow now, where Cliff Levy, Moscow bureau chief for our partner, the New York Times, joins us. Moscow and Russia still recovering from the suicide bombing that killed 35 people in the largest airport, busiest airport in Moscow. And if you were traveling through the airport, it wasn't clear what was happening in the moment yesterday. Here's a sense of the chaos from this eyewitness.
There was some construction noise coming from another area of the airport at the time, so we weren't sure if this was a construction accident or if it was a bomb at the time. But we did see the walls being shaken, the ceiling was shaken, and a flurry of dust was released from the ceiling as a result of the blast.
Business traveler named Ben there talking about what happened yesterday at that airport in Moscow. Cliff Levy, how deep of a strike is this at the sense of security in Moscow to hit the airport like this yesterday?
Well, John, this is sort of a stark contrast. The last major terror attack here was in March, and that was in the subway system that sort of seemed to be targeting the average Russian. This targeted Russia's premier international gateway. It's a relatively new airport. It receives a lot of travelers from Europe. And I think it also happened on the eve of the Davos conference, the Davos meetings, where President Medvedev was supposed to give the keynote address. So it really did seem to strike a blow at the country's international prestige or at the country's efforts to reach out to the rest of the world.
Is that how it's being played in the Russian media this morning, or is that your analysis?
It's probably a little bit more of my analysis, but I think people are noting the difference between a strike on a subway or some sort of other popular gathering and a strike at the international arrivals terminal of an airport.
Do you think there was an active attempt to try to kill, serious business people? I gather there are 8 of the 35 who were killed who are foreign either tourists or people coming to Moscow on business for one reason or another.
It's very difficult to know. Obviously, the people who carried out this attack are, to some extent, approaching this with some kind of nihilistic strategy. So it's really difficult to know what's at the root of it. Horribly enough, among the people who died were people from the very region that the terrorists are suspected to have come from, which is this Caucasus region, the northern Caucasus region of southern Russia. So, to subscribe actually that they were trying to kill foreign businessmen, it's just tough to say at this point. There's been no claim of responsibility
right
yet.
What has been the government response so far?
I'm sorry?
What has been the government response so far?
Well, Medvedev was on national TV several times today, President Medvedev, and he basically talked about tightening security. He also very harshly criticized the management of the airport for not having tighter security, which we were quite struck by because we also thought it would seem that it was also that it would be the police or the security services' job to ensure there was better security at the airport, not the airport management.
And, I mean, from the global air traveler perspective, and I'm one of them, and I'm sure you are as well, I mean, the idea of a suicide bomber getting all the way to the arrivals gate is an astounding security lapse, wouldn't you say?
Well, no, actually, this is a pretty open area. I think this is no different than a Kennedy airport. This is just where you walk right in. There's no security checkpoint in most international airports at this point. It's not past the arrivals gate. It's where people meet passengers that they're just picking up, where taxi drivers assemble, where you or I would go to meet our loved ones or our friends. So it's a very open area. So it's not really – the question is whether there should be a metal detector for people who just want to enter the airport, which is what you see in places like Tel Aviv and Israel, that you can't even get into the airport
right
without going through a checkpoint.
All right. Cliff Levy with an update on the situation in Moscow, bombing that killed 35 people in the largest airport in Moscow yesterday. Cliff Levy is the Moscow bureau chief for our partner, the New York Times. Thanks, Cliff.